Here it is live from Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right. Thank you, Andrew Jones. Welcome to the Pops and Low Radio Show. I am your host, Pops. And with me to my right is our lovable co-host, Lo. How you doing, Lo?
Doing well.
That's good. Hey, we can be found on YouTube. Just search the Pops and Low Radio Show. And that's with the and sign, Pops and Low Radio Show. And Facebook, Say What You Will Radio. Soon, we will only be on YouTube. We're going to make the transition. So get over to the page and hit the subscribe button, and don't forget to smash the little reminder bell.
Yep.
So that you know when we're on, right? Hit the little reminder bell. And so today we have several odd news stories, as usual. But before we get into the odd news, Lo, I want to touch on something that's a little bit more serious.
Okay.
All right. And I don't know if you guys have been watching this or seeing this on social media, but it's been all over social media. And supposedly Saturday is Rape Saturday. Have you heard this?
No.
And this is not, I mean, this is odd, but it's by
so that would be tomorrow.
It's not, you know, it's not meant to be funny by any. Oh, Jace is in the room. How you doing, Jace? Good to see you. We got Kyle in the room. Katie's in the room. Jacob's in the room. And of course, the one and only Donald Malone.
The Don.
Is in the room. I hope Jace has tried those buffalo chicken sliders.
Yep.
I don't know if he has yet or not. I think he's afraid to try them. I think he is. But I'm just kidding, Jace. I'm sure you're not. But anyway, so tomorrow is supposed to be Rape Saturday.
I don't know where you heard that. I've never
it's
heard
been
that.
All over. It's been all over social media, and really? it's a new thing. It's I don't know. It's part of this crazy clown world we live in. But so the world has clearly gone mad. I don't know if you'd agree with that, but I would agree with that.
I mean, anybody that doesn't deserves to get their ass kicked. Like, yeah. If you celebrate tomorrow and I see you, I'm kicking your ass.
That's right.
Just not...
Agreed. So you can never be too safe.
Please be safe. If that's a real thing,
it is a real thing.
Please be safe. See, that's the thing, though. There's been stuff like that's happened in the past that hasn't been real.
Right.
And so, you know, just be smart if you're in an area like... Honestly, if you're just out at all, just be cognizant of what's going on around you.
That's right. See, Jace, see, I knew it. He says, I don't think I'm man enough for the buffalo chicken sliders. Yeah, and Katie says, yikes, that's absolutely disgusting, referring to Rape Saturday. So, yeah, it's totally insane. And so I have taken a couple steps for precautions. I've got two young ladies in the house. Well, I got my wife, of course. I've got my daughter in the house. And so we're taking safety precautions. Now, one of the first things that I've done is I've installed a security camera outside the door.
Right.
All right. I got the security camera outside the door. And I've been recently doing random daily neighborhood checks.
Oh, that's what we're segueing into from that?
That's exactly right.
We're not doing the serious into that.
We are doing the serious into that.
Oh, geez.
Because, you know, first of all...
Let's separate the two real quick, okay? The serious was serious.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, from here forward...
It may not be as serious.
We're back to the show.
We're back.
Let's just put it that way.
That's right. And there's been a lot of crime in the neighborhood. So what I have been doing is I go out on a routine, and I do routine neighborhood checks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so what I've been working on this all day, Log. I have figured out a way where I can actually switch the show from the computer we use and that camera up there.
Right.
And I can transfer everything over to my cell phone. So let me get it started. Let me get the mic out of the way a little bit here. And I actually want to show you what a neighborhood check looks like.
Right,
that I do. So
yeah, let me get to set it up on there so that way I can click over.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'm going to work on that real quick. And I got to switch the system over to my cell phone.
So yeah, I'll click it when you go out if that makes it easier.
Uh-oh, look at this. What is this? What's going on here? Let's fix that. Yeah, see, there's all kinds of problems with StreamYard, too, by the way. I'm ready to throw it out the window. All right, so,
I can get it for you once you start heading out there.
All right, so that I'm going to get it started, and we're going to swap over to my cell phone, and I'm going to do it. I'll show you how I do my neighborhood watch.
Don't forget to take your headphones off.
All right, we should be switched over to my phone camera, so let me make my way out. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and flip the camera so it's facing me. Hold on 1 second. All right, there we go, and I'm going to make my way out to the garage. Hold on 1 second. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab this here ladder. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to climb the ladder. And what I do is I like to look out over the neighborhood so I can get a good glimpse of what's going on in the neighborhood and make sure there's no riffraff. You know, you can never be too safe in the neighborhood here. So let me climb up the ladder here. Get a much better view from about 4 feet up. I'm going to switch the phone, so it's the other camera. Hold on 1 second. It's hard to believe what 4 feet can do as far as a view is concerned, but everything looks good in the neighborhood, so I am going to go and switch the camera back. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so it looks like everything is good in the neighborhood, so I'm going to go ahead and put the ladder back. And I will be joining Logue back in the studio in just about 10 seconds. Thanks for watching.
Well, that was quite a view there. Man, you know, you guys kind of just got to look into our neighborhood and, you know, kind of what we get to picture every day. There he is coming back in. All right. And man, what a view. A little windy at the top of the ladder.
Well, you know, when you climb a ladder, you know, even just 4 feet, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey.
Just 4 feet up a ladder.
Yeah, Kyle,
there we go. Now I got my mic on. Yeah, just 4 feet up a ladder makes
all the world a difference.
It's so much windier up there.
Man, he said, not how I remember it. Man, things have changed. Man. Yeah, definitely a little bit of a different view.
That's right, yeah. So there we go. That's the neighborhood. All you need is a stepladder, and the whole view changes.
Everything changes.
Of everything. So that was pretty awesome. What did I miss? Anything?
Nope. No, while you were outside, we were just watching the feed. So, you know, nothing too exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's
mm-hmm.
making fun of the fact that we're drinking Michelob Ultra.
Speaking of beer.
Segue.
Speaking of beer. do you remember this clip? This was from my childhood, one of my favorite all-time movies. Yeah,
I'll be honest. You always say Vacation, but I think this is a pretty close second for you.
That's right. Well, let's not say the name of the movie.
I'm not going to say it, but if you guys just got to watch this.
That's right. And whoever puts in the comments the name of this movie first is the winner. Here we go.
Well, Elsinore. 24. Oh, yeah, sorry. 24 Elsinore beers.
24.
Yeah.
24 Elsinore. 1470.
I believe there'll be no charge on this two for a beer, thank you.
Excuse me?
Okay. We found this mouse in a bottle of Elsinore beer that we bought at your beer store, eh? And we heard, like, when that happens that you get your beer free.
It's in the Canadian Criminal Code, eh? Yeah. Like, there's legal precedent setting cases in law.
So, like, give us our free beer.
You want free beer? Go to the brewery. Now get out of here before I put the two of you in a bottle.
You sure you don't want to think this over?
I'm sure.
Okay, we're going.
Yeah,
see ya.
All right, Kelly's right. That was Strange Brew. That's right. Very good, Kelly.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen that movie, my generation, you guys have to see it. That's right. Mandatory. That movie's hilarious.
That's exactly right.
So, good old Canadian humor.
Absolutely. So before we get into this, the odd news, which is just right around the corner, let me get rid of that Strange Brew thing there. I can hide that. There we go. Before I get into the odd news, I did tell you we do the random neighborhood checks, but I also installed a security camera. Kelly says that was actually Dave.
Well, we'll give him the points.
There you go. That's why. There we go. That's there. You go. That makes a lot more sense. All right. So I installed a security camera at the front door. And because, again, you know, we got porch pirates. We've got people messing with homes. We got.
It's 2021.
It's 2021. So I installed this and I just wanted to I've used it to just, you know, test it out. So we had the guy deliver chicken wings today.
Right.
And I want to show you real quick how easy, I mean, actually, like how clear you can see the guy. So here we go. Now, obviously, you can see him very clearly. He's got the 48 wings we ordered. Right. You can see his face. He's got the mask on. Very clear picture. I think it is extremely. Wait a minute. Oh, there I am. Oh, I dropped my water bottle. Oh, boy. Well, we didn't have to see that. That's very unfortunate. That was very unfortunate that one video bled into the other. I'm very sorry about that. That was actually very terrible. You know what? I just realized that I forgot the odd news. I'm gonna
go ahead and let you go.
I'll be right back.
I'll let the silence fill the airwaves after that little spiel there. Oh man, forgot the odd news. Forgot a belt. You know.
The odd news right here.
Oh man, we are just.
Jeez, Louise.
Oh man. Oh jeez.
You see, one Michelob Ultra and I'm three sheets to the wind. Can't even concentrate.
That explains the pants.
Well, yeah, I apologize.
Looks like a plumber.
Yeah, I don't know how that clip got in there. I don't know how that happened. But see, that's the problem. When you've got the security cameras, you don't know what you're going to find.
You catch it all. Just like Pokemon.
Just like
Gotta Pokemon. Catch them all.
All right, well, Logue, you know what time it is, right?
It's time.
Well, an Italian hospital worker got away with not going to work for 15 years. He made over $648,000 in the process. How about that?
Okay, pause. I'm going to need you to recap that again. Katie said, I've seen an entirely different side of Pops.
That's right.
Me as well, Katie.
Oh, hey, look, Stephanie it's Stephanie Lindley from Nashville. She says, hey, from Nashville, looks like I missed a lot.
Well, you want to run it back?
Stephanie, I think it's worth playing again. I've installed a security camera because we've been having a lot of break-ins and a lot of things going on around in the neighborhood. And so I just wanted to give everybody an example of how clear the security camera is. Right. It's absolutely clear. Check it out. This is the guy delivering the chicken wings. And you can clearly see his face. You can see the 48 chicken wings. And so it's good in case I got to turn that over to the police, right? Oh, wait, here I am. Yeah, here. I dropped my water bottle. Dang it. Oh, boy. Oh, well. That was a very unfortunate video clip there. And I'm very sorry about that. Let's see. Kelly says, is Michelob Ultra even beer? It's like a Coors Light in a heavy downpour what it's like.
It's like water flavored with nothing.
Katie says, solid pass.
Sorry. Don't worry. I look away as well.
Yeah. Oh, needs the crack attack. Yeah, I think that was a crack attack.
Man,
that was crack kills, Stephanie says.
So if any of you out there have a small business that sells belts,
I could use one.
We could use that type of sponsorship.
That's right. That is exactly right. So very unfortunate. Again, when you've got your own security camera low, you don't know what you're going to catch.
I mean,
I forgot it was even there. Bent over to pick up my bottle of soda, and there it was.
Next thing you know, odd news.
Well, taking a day off from work can be rejuvenating experience, of course, particularly after a series of long shifts at a hospital. One Italian hospital worker in the Calabrian city of Catanzaro, however, turned his break into a lifestyle and skipped work for 15 years. I got to tell you, if there's anybody that I'm jealous of,
it's that guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, how? How do you get away with that?
I don't know. Let's get into it.
How do you stay employed?
How do you, right? I guess it's kind of like the stapler guy. It's like the stapler guy.
Right.
They fired him, but he just kept showing up. According to The Guardian, 66-year-old Salvatore Scumace managed to stay home every day since 2005 while still earning his monthly salary, amounting to a total of approximately $648,000. The so-called king of absenteeism... That would be great. What a great name to be known by.
The king of absenteeism.
Absenteeism, who was employed in the Arnaldo Pugliese Siaccio.
Yeah,
sure. Yep. Siaccio.
Right.
Hospital as a security officer may have gotten away with it too, were it not for those pesky kids. That was Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo reference.
Were it not for new laws put in place in 2016, the laws were made in response to rampant civil absenteeism in Italy's public sector and launched a series of investigations. Scumace was one of a slew of civil workers discovered by the police investigation condemned part-time. Codenamed. That's weird. It looks like condemned. Codenamed part-time. According to the BBC, investigators believe that Scumace was enabled by at least six hospital administrators, including the hospital's human resource department, all of who failed to report his absence.
Wow. So it's just is like a conspiracy.
Yeah, it is. Right?
Like, they're all like, whatever.
15 years, though?
15 years worth of paychecks, never went to work.
You know what's funny about that is after probably that first, like, I would say 4 or 5 months where they're still coming in, that's when he knew he could do it forever.
That's right.
He's like, I'm just not going to say anything.
Well, the hospital finally launched disciplinary action against Scumace last year, and he was fired in October before the hospital alerted authorities about him. While the six hospital administrators implicated in Scumace's scheme have yet to be charged with any criminal activity, all the involved individuals have been arrested, with Scumace receiving charges. There you go.
It's not like they can fine him.
Wow.
Jacob says, hey, and Pez says, what's up? What's up, Pez?
Oh, Pezzy's in the room. Get the heck out of here. Get out.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Jacob, you missed something that probably would have been life-altering.
That's right.
I'm not going to show you later, so you can rewind the video if you want. Kyle says, don't be memorable and you'll never be looked for. Sorry, salary is a positive sometimes. Good point.
That's right. That's exactly right. I think he did a great job. Malone, Donald Malone has got the laughy face there.
No, he's got the confused face.
That's right. The old, interesting. How do we get away with that, Donald? That's something maybe we need to clue to figure out. And Pez says, what's up? You already read that one. Very good. All right. Well, last week or maybe the week before, we had the video of a deer crashing through.
That's right.
A windshield.
Through
a bus windshield. Jeez. That's exactly right.
Bush.
Man. Let's see here. And so this week, it's actually a similar story.
Okay.
What the shell? A woman gashed in the head after a turtle crashes through the windshield.
Ooh.
Yeah, look at this. Look at that, huh?
Oof. Oh, hell.
Yeah.
That's not just like a turtle. That thing's freaking damn near a tortoise. That thing's huge.
Well, you know the difference between a turtle and tortoise? One is on ground, one is in the water.
Yeah, and that one is what?
That's flying, a flying tortoise.
Yeah, so that's got to be a tortoise.
That's right. A Florida woman was hospitalized after a turtle smashed through the windshield of her car and hit her in the head, according to her report.
Shit.
Oh, she was 71. The 71-year-old was riding with her daughter on Interstate 95 Wednesday morning when the reptile came crashing in, the Daytona Beach News Journal reported. The daughter pulled over and got help from another motorist as she called the police. There's a turtle in there. The man can be overheard saying in a 911 recorded obtained by the newspaper. A turtle, the daughter exclaimed. An actual turtle. The gash in her mom's forehead drew a lot of blood, but didn't leave her seriously injured. How about that?
I don't believe it.
I don't know. 71-year-old?
71-year-old. A turtle comes through the windshield and smacks you in the face. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it, huh?
I don't believe that she's not okay. Well, like, or that she's okay. I don't believe that she's just fine.
That's right.
She's definitely got a concussion.
Oh, shoot, Katie says. More like a turkey.
A turkey.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Was she turtling?
Dispatcher. Was she turtling?
Turtling. Am I turtly enough for your turtle clip?
Dispatchers told the daughter to apply pressure to the wound in order to stop the bleeding until an ambulance got there to take her mom to the hospital. I swear to God, this lady has the worst luck of anything, the daughter told 911 operator as she tended to her mom. Meanwhile, what about the turtle? Meanwhile, the turtle was okay with only a few scratches on its shell, according to the cops. The animal was likely crossing the interstate and got knocked into the air by another vehicle. Firefighters released it into the woods near the scene of the incident.
Jeez.
Yeah, how about that?
Did they say how it went airborne?
Yeah, it said that it got knocked into the air by another vehicle. In other words, the tires kicked it.
Ah, kicked it.
Yeah, kicked it up into the air. And jeez. And the turtle seems
projectile.
to be fine.
That's ridiculous. That's just a bad day. Because, like, how does your insurance cover that?
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, you know, we always put it out there, but if you want to be a caller, the number is 602-475-2000. And can I recommend that you go over to our YouTube channel? Just search Pops and Low Radio Show, the Pops and Low Radio Show with an and sign.
Yeah, and that's not a recommendation. It's a requirement.
Yeah, because we're going to be leaving Facebook pretty soon because Facebook is just a disaster. So we're going to run over to, we're going to stay over at the YouTube.
The YouTube.
The YouTube channel.
We're leaving from the Facebook to the YouTube. Going from one the to another the. I can't believe you guys watch this show.
I don't either.
This is crazy.
It is crazy, but it's fun.
I mean, hey.
I mean,
come on. We have fun. I don't. If you don't have fun, that's on you. You're still watching.
That's right. How about this one? Let me put this little girl up on the screen here. Look at this, okay? Notice the two pictures on the ends and then the picture in the middle. What do you notice different there?
Haircut.
A haircut.
Right.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So let me explain this one. This comes out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Father outraged after teacher cuts his daughter's hair without permission.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
That school, they would have... Oh, my Lord. Who the hell would just... Like...
I know, right?
I don't even have words for that. Because, like, that's so horrifying, the thought of, like, you send your child to school, and she comes back and her hair's hacked off.
Oh. Again, let me show you this precious little child here.
That.
Look at that head of hair. I mean, we're talking like...
First off, that's good hair.
That is good hair. That's a solid hair. Solid head of hair right
Look,
there.
Look, and we know about a lack of hair.
Right.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Like King George says, I ain't here for a long time.
I'm here for a good time.
I'm here for a good time. I like that, Kyle. That's pretty good.
Quality quote there.
That's pretty good, yeah.
No, I'm telling you right now, if my daughter came home and her hair was hacked off by some
teacher. Not even just cut a little bit.
I'm catching a charge. I'm going to jail.
She whacked it.
I can't believe that. How do you get away with that?
I don't know. In today's day and age, who knows? Maybe it's safer to keep him home on cyber school. A Michigan father is outraged after he said the staff at his biracial daughter's school cut the... A biracial school?
No, the daughter's biracial.
Oh, the daughter's biracial. See, I'm a little slow.
I mean...
Okay, you know, so got the COVID fog.
We watched the camera thing.
Yeah, his biracial daughter's school cut the 7-year-old's hair without his permission. Jimmy Hoffmeyer said the incident happened just before spring break. When he talked with someone from the school about what happened, he said it left him just as confused. Hoffmeyer said his daughter got 3 haircuts that week, one from another student, one from an actual hairstylist, and a third one from her teacher. The last one sent her home in tears and had her father demanding answers.
So you know what happened is the first one, a kid had scissors messed up.
That's right. Whacked up the hair a little bit.
So he took the daughter to get the hair fixed by a stylist. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Went to school. The teacher wasn't happy with whatever the cut was. See, there you go. Don't rely on the government to teach your children. That's the parent's responsibility.
That's right.
Teacher was trying to even it out after a kid hacked it, and dad took her for an undercut.
One of those undercuts.
Sure, I don't have enough to cut under, over, now, in between, so on.
Kelly, you can ask Dave if he's still in the room there. He actually shaved my head. He, like, took scissors and whacked when I was a little kid. I was, I don't know, just a couple years old. My brother decided to get the scissors out and whack my hair. So my mom had to take me to a barber who then shaved my head.
That's how you do it.
That's right.
But see, that's how you do it for a boy. That, like, that little girl, Kyle said, or Katie said, I'm telling you right now, if anyone whacks Mayhem's locks without my permission, including Kyle, I'll be big mad. That's a thing. Like, I just, I would kill that teacher.
That's right.
I don't give a shit. If some kid hacks my kid's hair, I'm already going to be pissed.
From undercut.
The from undercut. Oh, my gosh. But, like, you know, and then you take your child to a stylist.
Yeah.
To get it fixed, which obviously you're going to be happy with the result. Otherwise, you're not just going to send them.
That's right.
And then a teacher takes it upon themselves. Teachers are way too confident these days. You're doing too much.
I'm telling you.
Don't touch my child.
It's like, out of control.
There's no, I don't want you cutting their hair. I don't want you cutting fingernails if they're too long. I don't want no hygiene, anything.
That's right.
Don't help them wash their freaking hands. If they can't do it, they can't do it.
Oh, we got a caller calling in.
Oh, see, I know the name of that one.
All right, hold on 1 second there. Let me bring you up on the show. Go ahead. You are on the Pops and Low Radio Show.
You're live.
It's Jacob and Pezzi.
Oh, it's Jacob and Pezzi.
Jacob and
Pezzi.
Are you guys putting any cold ones away tonight?
I am.
You are?
Well, absolutely.
All right, well, Jacob, yeah, you know, our thoughts and prayers are out to you. I know your grandmother's not doing well, but that, I'm sure that's not why you called in. What's on your mind, guys?
I just thought it was a pretty cool haircut.
You what? Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'll say, you better be stirring something up, because I'm about to, man, about to go toe-to-toe.
He's trying to call in and take the side of the teacher.
I like that.
That's ballsy.
He's trying to call in and stir some controversy. I'm cool with that. If that's what you guys are here for, just own it, but be ready.
I was trying. I was thinking about it, but
man,
it's two against one, and I probably lose.
Man,
so it'd be three against one. I'd lose for sure.
Jeez,
oh my goodness.
Jeez, because what would you do, Jacob? How would you react to a teacher cutting your child's hair without your permission?
Well, she would not be going back to that school.
At minimum, right?
Yeah, step at minimum. One. Maybe I would. Maybe I would throw the teacher in a headlock and cut her hair.
Yo, that's a good idea. I'm over here thinking about ass weapons.
Yeah, we can buzz it. Not like down the middle too. Yeah. So it's like not like a clean cut or anything. Just
oh, I like that idea. Just leave it long, kind of on the sides, and give her a nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a ball down the middle.
Oh yeah, straight down the middle. There you go.
Give her a old mullet.
That's right. Kyle says public school teachers are lucky to have a job to begin with. No kidding. Teach the lesson and go home. Don't touch anything else. My tax money isn't there to provide a barbershop.
Right. You better learn ABCs and 1, 2, 3.
Dave Smith says Michelob Ultra is like urine and a soda stream.
Nah, it's like club soda with a dash of nothing, of water.
Kind
of
funny. I'm drinking that right now, too, Pop.
My man.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
Just doesn't feel heavy.
A little virtual cheers.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. All right, I just need to throw it out there. I'm over people asking when we are going to cut Mayhem's hair. Oh, okay, Mayhem is your child. That's right. It's our choice and not anyone else's. It's crazy. Just let it
Look, it's 100% up to you.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's 100% up to you. Don't let nobody tell you need to cut, especially no damn teacher. Like,
right?
What?
Because you're just cutting your beard off, it just doesn't happen. Yeah,
that's just not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
All right.
Unless you're popping and you decide to change yourself up and not live normal no more.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Gotcha. Right.
I'm gonna get a fake one.
Yeah. Speaking of beards, Mythical Beard Company. Ooh, you got to check them out. Mythical Beard, mythicalbeards.com. You've got to go out there. Check out their beard oils. Check out their solid colognes. Check out their beard balms. Check it all out.
Check it all out.
Any recommendations?
The Cyclops.
Oh, the Cyclops.
Is a fantastic one.
Yeah, there you go.
Jacob and Pezzi, I need to clarify something because I think you guys tuned in a little late. Okay.
Talk to me, Goose.
Did you guys get to watch the video of Pop's home security camera?
So we saw that. It looked like it was a video from like the mountains or something.
Oh no, you guys saw that, oh, but you missed the second one. Pops, we're gonna run it again.
All right, so
this is what we're gonna do. You guys stay on the phone because I want your natural reactions. Go ahead and watch Pop's security camera. See what you think.
All right, here we go.
I'm watching my phone as we speak.
Yeah, all right,
there's
good.
Like a little delay though. So
yeah, there's a delay. I realize that. So just, you know, really keep an eye out because after the pizza guy delivers the food,
you'll see
it breaks into my cell. I drop a water bottle and, you know, things happen. It was a very unfortunate video.
Jacob. All right. I need Kyle said spare us. Hey, Jacob. Okay. Tell me honestly. The first person that pops in your head that has done that to you before.
Chris.
You're thinking Chris? I was thinking Cody Barlow, right off rip. Off rip.
Man. All right. Well, now our way, viewers, Pops. We got to get back to our viewers here because they have no idea who.
Man, Pop.
Yeah. That was that disgust. It was very unfortunate.
They,
you know,
yeah. It's just. This may be 18 plus, this video.
You just don't know when a, yeah.
So that's odd news story number two, huh?
That's odd news. Well, no, we still got more. So, hey, listen, guys, you guys go have a great night. I am going to
be here shortly.
Yeah, we're going to let you go. And but thanks for calling in as usual. You guys are amazing. And, you know, yeah, stay out of trouble. And we'll be talking with you soon. All right, Jacob. All right, Pez.
All right. Good to talk to you all soon.
All right. See you. Bye.
All right.
All right. That was Jacob and Pezzi. And so the article goes on. I don't know what that noise was.
Oh, you're good. That was your computer.
Oh, something failed. Something's happening.
We're always failing here.
Who knows? This technology is beyond me.
Questionable.
All right. So the dad, the father, goes on to say, our kind of hair, you can't just wet down and cut it because that's when I feel like that's what they should have. Even if they were trying to do it in the kindest of their heart, once they seen the outcome, they should have been like, yeah, we messed up, he said. We should probably call him and let them know what just happened. They didn't even call him. They just sent the kid home. Hoffmeyer is waiting for an explanation as how his daughter, Journey, was sent to school on a Wednesday with a full head of hair and came home a few days later missing most of her locks. He said the first cut was by another student on the bus ride home. I mean, I chalked it up because it was a child and you're not thinking of any serious consequences having to do with a kid, Hoffmeyer said. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
so
pretty much on the same page with us. The child cutting it, unfortunately, it happens. Does it suck? Yeah, it sucks, right? But I don't care what level of teacher you are. Don't touch my child.
That's exactly right. You know?
End all be all. That's it.
Well, we got to give a shout out. We got to give a couple shout outs. All right. First of all, Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags. If you haven't gotten yourself some and you have a dog, You're cheating yourself out of the experience. They're very inexpensive. You get 120 bags in just one box. It's a 2-month supply. They smell like lemon. They've got extra long handles. They're extra deep and they're biodegradable. They're the best pet poopy bag on the market. You can go to Amazon right now. You get free shipping. And I mean, come on. You've got to pick up after your dog, right? I mean,
you don't have to.
That's right.
She said, I bet they smell like lemon.
They do, until you put the pile in, then the smell may change. Also, I want to give a shout out to Jennifer and Greyfeather Farm Crack Attack. Speaking of crack.
Where have they been?
Yeah, right? Well, they're on vacation. They're down in, south somewhere, like the South America or something.
Oh, the South America?
Yeah, the South America. They're down there having a good old time. Meanwhile, up here, their emus are still running around, and they're still pumping out the oil, and it gets put into Crack Attack and all their other Greyfeather Farm products. You can find them on saywhatyouwillradio.com. Just go to the sponsors section and click on the Greyfeather Farm Crack Attack link.
Kelly said they're in the Dominican.
There you go, the Dominican Republic.
Saul Barrera. Holy cow.
Saul Barrera.
No, Barrera.
Barrera.
I'm upset with you, but...
I'm sorry, I don't know Saul.
Yes, you do. You've met Saul many a time. He was in our fantasy football league for several years.
Ah, gotcha. Saul
the OG.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they're down there, Katie says, like on a month vacation. I don't know.
It's got to be something like that. They've been gone a long time.
Maybe they're still on the payroll like the first guy, this first story. You know what I'm saying?
15 years.
15 years. 15 years. Saul says, hey, Logan, how you doing?
My guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we got next, Pop?
All right. Hello, Logan's dad. Thanks, Saul.
Saul, man.
All right. We got more odd news. Yeah. Whew. It's getting a little warm in here.
It's been warm in here. What did we do wrong today?
I don't know.
Man, it's the spotlight.
This show is a car wreck.
Yeah, and so we're just sweating profusely trying to entertain you.
That's exactly right.
Oh, wait, we missed a comment.
Oh, you know what? Let me go back to the comments. I forgot to mention, and this is big because this is a huge sponsor, but I'll get to that in a second. Kyle says, you said South America, and I was thinking, hope they didn't catch the Zika virus.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we don't want that.
Drinking the wrong beer. You know what?
I know.
Touche. Yeah. That's the answer to everything that we did wrong today. She hit it on the head. I didn't even think about that.
It all went downhill the minute I cracked open an Ultra.
Oh, man.
Well, we got a brand new sponsor. I do got to play just this 30-second spot from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Car that is built for people. As salespeople, you realize that customers want an economical new car without sacrificing performance, reliability, or comfort. Now, in addition to offering your customers the greatest value in America, you can offer them exciting new styling and design with the Yugo GVL and GVX models, all a part of the GV series. The Yugo GV.
Yeah, there you go. Yugo.
Who goes? You go.
I go, we go, we all go. But you got to watch your pronouns.
Right.
Just be you careful.
Go. Yeah.
Just be careful. Got to watch your pronouns.
Man, you go.
Yeah. That's she great. Go, he go, we go, you go. Well, there you go. Yeah, so the official sponsor of the Pops and Low radio show.
A model of efficiency for years to come.
That's right.
Futuristic.
You know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get into this story. I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to get right into this story because this story has me perplexed.
Oh, the perplexation.
Perplexed. I'm perplexed by this. Let's see. We got a comment here. Dago. That was the Italian version.
Right, right.
The Italian.
Dago.
The Italian version.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Next, Katie says. That's right. Okay, all right. Well, very good.
They're ready to get on with it.
Well, a headline, Florida woman spots baby dinosaur in her yard. And see, that's another thing about having these home cameras. What did I say?
Dinosaur.
Is it not SAR?
Look,
dinosaur?
I'll be honest. I don't know how to pronounce shit, and I'm finding that out more and more as the show goes
shit.
On.
Yeah. Shit.
No, I'm that one. Shit. Okay, right? That one I got down pat.
Yeah.
But.
Now, when you have a. Jeez.
God bless
Ultra's,
you.
Ultra's talking back to me a little.
Jeez.
But when you've got your home video camera, like I have now.
Vidya, right? You're recording all sorts of important things.
Yeah, you might catch a baby dinosaur in your yard.
To me, that sounds so foreign.
Let's see. Oh, dinosaur? Okay, there you go.
Wait, yeah, just keep saying it. Because I feel like it's...
Wait. Can you say dinosaur again? What am I saying wrong?
No, maybe you're saying it right. Because it's the same thing as... What's my word? Remember the one I always have problems with?
Saunter.
No, it's museum.
Oh, museum.
Because I don't know. I don't understand.
Museum.
Museum.
Like, no, not Sam. There's no A in there.
Like... I See, that's what I feel like. Look, and, but
what
I
is
admit,
it, dinosaur?
No, I just, I don't know. Maybe like dinosaur. Like that's, I don't
like sore.
Sore. Like
dinosaur.
Right.
I say dinosaur.
Yeah,
is that
know.
Wrong?
Now I'm confused.
I don't know. Maybe
my
it is wrong.
My mind's spinning.
Either way.
Dinosaur. Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
See? That's how I say dinosaur, right?
Like, dinosaur.
I may, but again, I say museum wrong.
I don't
and
know.
I knowingly say it. I just, I can't say it.
It's probably
it the
from
way.
Me growing up in Pittsburgh. It's
yeah.
You know, that's probably part of
see,
the problem.
But that's why I say museum. Is because that's everyone says museum. I've never, I don't
museum.
Even, I can't even do it.
I don't know. Well, a woman in Florida is convinced she saw a baby dinosaur soar running through her yard. And her claim is backed up by a 5 second of blurry footage that has gone viral online. Speaking to Fox 35, Christina Ryan said that every single person she showed the video to had the same conclusion that the creature looked like a baby dinosaur. The surveillance camera footage captured on April 15th shows what looks like an animal with a long tail bounding through her front yard in the dead of the night. I have the video.
Vigil, roll it.
Now, it happens awfully quick, so I put it...
You got to be ready.
Back to back. I ran it back to back, so you can... If you don't catch it the first time,
back
you'll
back.
Catch it the second time. Here we go.
Going back to back.
Did you see it? Now, watch again. That's a dinosaur. I'm telling
you. So let's go ahead and run it again.
You run it. All right, let's run
yeah,
it again.
Yeah, let's run it again so that way they can see it.
All right, here we go. That thing's got two legs, a big head, and a long tail. That's a dinosaur.
Dude, I don't understand.
Yankee.
Kyle said Yankee.
What's the Kelly says, Logue, you and I have been on track.
Mayo,
wasabi, almonds, and dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Yes, dinosaur. Like sore. Like, yeah, like, right. Like all that.
Right. All right, I'll concede. Viewed the recording from my security camera from overnight, 3:40 a.m. on the morning of April 15th, and saw what appears to me like a raptor.
Did you just say raptor?
I did say raptor.
Oh, my gosh. We're done. Cut it out. This man said dinosaur. I can't even say what you said.
Kyle
and they
says
said
it
raptor.
Looks like a fox. Let
see,
me...
and that's what Dave said, too. That's not a bad idea. Run it again.
Hold on. I'm gonna be able to pause it. I'm going to bring up the video here.
The vidya.
Yeah, so let
I
me.
I can't with this dino talk. You know what? Let's just stick with dino. We can all agree with dino.
Let's see here. I'm going to be able to bring this up.
But
now.
It's raptor.
Are you ready? We'll be able to pause it here. Oh, it was too
that
quick.
That was quick.
It was quick. Hold
get
on.
Get the second go around. Bam. Wait,
look, I caught it perfect. Look at that big, long leg.
Yeah.
See, Kelly's thinking fox.
Yeah, that. I'll be honest. Now, I never thought about, like, I didn't sit here and, like, really drill about what I could think it was.
Yeah.
Because I like going with the narrative. It's fun. But, like. Sitting there thinking about it, fox makes perfect sense.
I don't know. A fox doesn't have that kind of leg, though. Look
what?
At that.
What? Fox is absolutely.
Whoa. No, look. I mean, look at that leg, dude.
It's just fully extended.
And there's nothing in the front. It's
the
got a tail.
The only thing is the tail is super pointed.
It's got a pointy tail.
Because foxes' tails, yes, they do come to a point, obviously, but like they're still pretty fluffy.
Fluffy.
Like they kind of like go out and then back in.
And watch the way it's hopping. Watch it again. Watch here. I'll,
yeah, it is striding very weird. Like the front leg thing.
Yeah,
the eyes is weird.
Yeah. Now here we go. Watch it again. There's like two legs in the back. Dude.
Dinosaur names.
There's two.
He said that's his wiener.
No, that is a dinosaur.
That's a mini T-Rex. Thank you, Donald.
I'm telling you.
And no, it's not a dinosaur or a raptor. It's a raptor.
Oh, look at that. That's terrible. That's
it's a
terrible
velociraptor. Video.
Yeah, a velociraptor.
A velociraptor.
I'm telling you. I mean, come on. Look at it. Watch it again.
Run it
this
back.
Is. Look at that thing. It's got two long legs in the back, and a big long tail.
Hit it right when it comes in. Yeah.
Oh, look at that, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what's freaky about that? She said, "Is that a freaking rabbit?"
Kelly said, "I don't know."
Say rabbit, Dad.
Rabbit.
Ribbit. There you go.
A ribbit.
A ribbit.
That's its wiener, my brother
said. Unrealistic. Oh, yeah. Come on, Donald. Live a little. It's a freaking dinosaur.
So you're making unrealistic. Donald, that's it's a dinosaur. It's a
freaking raptor.
Right? Yeah, it's a raptor, man. I'm telling you.
There you go. He said it right that time.
It's a raptor.
Let's give him
that. Let's see. Any animal we can come up with that would be walking at 3:40 in the morning wouldn't walk this way, she said. There's still no clear explanation. Many say it can be a dog, a fox, etc., but those animals don't walk that way and don't have back legs like this animal has. And see, I got to agree.
The fox thing, though, that does make sense.
Yeah.
They really are mini T-Rex. See, there you go.
That's right.
Donald, you're spot on.
It's a baby T-Rex.
It has to be.
I'll zoom in a little bit. Look at that.
That's sketch regardless. Whatever that thing is chugging through your pathway.
Right.
I don't know if you got backwoods or whatever behind you, but
yeah,
I'm not going back here. I'm not.
Oh, no, it's definitely creepy. Watch. Well, one more time.
See, Donald says it's 100% a fox.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what makes it difficult is the angle of the front of its body. Because it doesn't look like it has feet on the ground. What if it's some type of bird?
She further said that some believed it could be a bird. There you go.
A bird.
But many made no sense. But that made no sense since whatever it appears to have front legs. Needless to say, we still don't know, but I'm sticking with raptor, Miss Ryan said. So she's sticking with raptor. She's
Kyle said, get the face paint and heavy arrows. Time to party. Let's do it. Let's go hunting. That thing's more realistic than Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, watch. Hey. Dave Smith is in the room.
Oh, jeez.
Be careful.
He said, but maybe it's time to update this century of CCTV and actually get 4K cameras.
Like mine. I show you my footage?
Oh, God.
Did I show you?
You showed the foot. You showed the ass. The whole thing.
The footage has left social media viewers baffled, too. I'm baffled by it. I'll be honest with you.
No, that thing, I could sit there and look at it for hours trying to figure it out. Like, that really would be something I could...
Yeah, it looks.
Myself with.
Someone said it looks like a turkey. We have them too. Wrote one person on YouTube.
That's not
it
a could bad
be.
Point.
It could be. It's got those legs like a turkey.
Yep.
That was not a dinosaur. Well, do you think? I mean.
Do you think? Have you seen any lately?
That was a peafowl or a ring-necked pheasant. Another said.
That's really specific. I feel like you're a douche.
Yeah, there you go. It was a dog with a raincoat. Attached to his head.
A raincoated up dog. I told Pops this. Like that, the odds of a dog in a raincoat specifically running through your yard and being on camera.
Right.
The odds of that are about the same as the mini T-Rex.
That's what I'm saying.
He said getting 20 FPS. He said now, turkeys have more butt wobble than that. And see, that's right.
And I don't think they run like that either.
Do you think, where did you say it was? I wonder what state that was in. Because maybe it's like a crane. Or something like that.
I don't know. I threw it away.
But that thing was chugging.
It was moving. It was moving pretty quick. Yeah. Let's see what Katie says here. She says, Pops, you and the dinosaur.
I need it to be a normal played sound. We got to clip you out. Dinosaur. Man, that's good.
How about this? How about this guy?
The Dinosaur Museum.
39 years old, this guy.
Okay.
39 years old, had 35 serious girlfriends at the same time. How about that?
How many?
35.
That's.
Do you know why?
Nope.
He was swindling them out of gifts and fake birthdays.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Right.
That's pretty brilliant.
That's like the opposite of a sugar baby.
That's right. Let's see. I got a picture of this classy guy. There he is.
That's him?
Yeah, his name is Takashi Miyagawa.
This man's out there getting money.
Yeah, dude. He's playing the field.
He's like, you know what? Take me out for my
playing
birthday.
Playing the field.
It's see my birthday 365 days a year. He said, why has it only got to be one day?
That's what I'm saying. Takashi, 39, pretended to be serious about each of the women, giving them all different dates for his birthday. The part-time worker of no fixed abode from Kansai, Japan, told one 47-year-old victim that his birthday was the 22nd of February.
He's smart.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. This dude's got a part-time job.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I got time to kill. I got some bills to pay. Let's live lavish, right? Oh, there you go. I may need to commission you for Riker's Jurassic birthday. Dinosaur. 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 Every time the invitation opens, dinosaur.
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 I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
But no, that's just, that's genius.
It is brilliant.
Honestly.
Well, another 40-year-old victim claimed he told her it was in July, and another 35-year-old woman said she thought it was in April. His birthday is really on November 13th. According to Asara News 24, the total number of victims currently stands at 35, but there are potentially more victims. Mayagawa has now been accused of conning the women out of 100,000 yen.
Shit!
Whoo!
I don't even know. I have to know the translation
to know
that that's a grip.
That's like, that's some money.
That's a grip.
That is some cabbage. Combined through money spent on birthday presents, clothes, and cash, the suspect allegedly met his victims while working for a marketing company selling hydrogen water showerheads with other products.
So not only is he getting their commission,
yeah,
he's making his own commission.
That's right.
On top of that,
he's got to be a smooth talker.
Dave said, speaking of Squatch, he said, try Great Divides Yeti Imperial Stout.
Oh, I think I had that when I was back at your abode there.
Kyle said, what's up? Sorry I'm late. Just got home from work. What's up, Kyle Clark?
Oh, Kyle Clark.
He said, 10 USD, man. Oh, man. Even still, if it's 10 USD, that's $10 he didn't have before.
No, he had to swindle her out of more than that.
Yeah, 35 women.
665 pounds is what 100,000 yen is.
Oh, so it's like, $700.
Yeah, it's not much.
Dude,
you're conning 35 women and you're coming out with $600.
Give me $700 right now. I promise you I could stretch it out to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's half a rent.
All I'm saying is I think I could have done better.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying.
Mother, if you're watching this, turn it off.
Yeah. The suspect allegedly met his victims while working for a marketing. I already read that. He reportedly targeted single women and began each relationship with the suggestion that marriage would be on the cards. Oh, see what he's doing. He's dating the older lady.
He was going to start without it, right?
No, he's dating the older lady saying, hey, I'm serious.
I know you're like 45. You want to get hitched? Give me a year.
Kyle Clark says people are conning Biden for $600 a week.
It happens.
Hey, listen.
It happens. That's the same as the stimmy, right? That's what he wants. He just wanted the stimmy.
I think conning Biden out of money is like taking, you know, candy from a baby. Don't you think?
I just can't believe that man had conversations with 35 different women.
I like how you got off the political stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just going to keep rolling past it.
However, his plan was exposed when the women formed a victims association and reported Miyagawa to the police in February. People who read the news online were a conflicting mix of disgust and awe at the scope of Miyagawa's crimes and infidelity.
Dave said, with that ass, you could. He's saying, you got it.
I do. I appreciate that.
Oh, man, it's getting weird in this room.
Yeah, hey. I appreciate that. I definitely got the calendar ass. There's no question about
Kyle,
that.
Oh, Kyle, you're good, bro. Bring up whatever you want. Comment section is free as America. Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Don't worry about it.
Pops a hard time.
Yeah,
I just like to stay neutral like Switzerland. You feel me?
Yeah. Me, on the other hand,
he has a whole show about it. Go tune in to Backyard Politics with Pops.
Oh, you should have seen me sneaking around the illegal migrant facility.
See, he's gonna bring it right back into the conversation.
You should have, dude. Did you watch it?
I did not. I actually did not get to catch it because I didn't know you were posting it the same night.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Well, actually, no. Don't worry about it.
Go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Go to Backyard Politics. Plug yourself. This is our freaking network.
That's right. It is my network. So you got to go to the YouTube channel, though. So The YouTube channel. Go to Backyard Politics, and not with an X, spelled normally, Backyard Politics.
Yeah.
Watch my video of me lurking around the illegal migrant facility.
Oh God, lurking.
I got surrounded by three police officers.
I might have to watch that just off the strength. That's funny.
It was intense. It was, it was crazy. Anyway, back to the Pops and Low radio show. One commenter pointed out, even if he sees one every day, there's still five more after a month. Another said, he's an awful person, but I envy his time management skills.
That's what I'm saying. The ability to keep up with 35 different people is insane.
Well, you figure there's 12 months, so if you're hitting three a month, that's 36.
Dude.
But that's only seeing them once a year. 35.
That's what I'm saying, is he's seeing them regular.
Oh, yeah.
For them it's to want to take him out for his birthday, that's a regular, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that comment is.
I don't know. Let's see what it says. It says, hello to Shirey in Roton.
No, that's an L. Sherl. In Roatan?
Roatan.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but I'm here for it. But I'm saying, like, 35 people, right? Let's say he sees... Because, like, that's the thing. Think about it. In a two-week time span, even if he did one a day, that's still only 14. You got 21 more of them to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't enough days in the month.
That dude is a player.
Man. Gee, because
pimping ain't easy, and that's a fact.
She said, my aunt is watching you guys. Oh, well, hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh,
I apologize that this is what's taking up your time.
How awesome is that?
Man, I can't believe
how excited. That's, would that be the Smiths, or is that a different aunt?
Clarify.
Oh, Cheryl. Yeah. Cheryl. That's it. It's Jim and Cheryl down there. That's who it is. The Smiths.
Yeah.
They got the same last name.
There you go.
Easy to spell. Well, listen, if you've been watching...
I don't even have 35 friends.
That's
real
right.
Stuff. I don't keep up with 35 people on a regular basis.
I don't think I've had 35 friends my entire life.
I mean, that's not true. But
well, anyway, if you're listening to Good Talk Radio, if you're listening to the Pops and Low radio show on Good Talk Radio, it has come to an end. However, you can go over to saywhatyouwillradio.com or you can go to our YouTube channel, The Pops and Low Radio Show, and catch the rest.
See ya.
Have a great week.
Get off.
All right, bye now. All right, anyway, so we're continuing. So how about this one? Now, oh, it's Shirley. There, that's right, Jim and Shirley. Gee, well, it's been 20 years. 20 years.
It's been at least 27.
And somewhere in between, I had the COVID.
The vid.
Chairs. Oh man, they just
we got to figure out with the boom. I miss the old chairs.
I could ride my Harley Road King for like 600 miles. I can't sit in this chair for an hour.
These things suck, dude. Ooh. We got them nice fancy gray chairs sitting right there behind us.
Yeah,
we're trying to figure it out.
That's right.
If
so
any of you are interior designers, please.
You know, I got to hit a sponsor before we get into this next story, and that's, of course, Nut Tree Design Company. Fallen asleep at the wheel. Now, I will tell you, the COVID fog is a real thing. I'm just putting it out there. And so I have been extremely, lack of a better word, kind of dumb over the past month.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, dumb. COVID. Dumb. And so I got to get my... recipes over to Nut Tree Designs, but they make these most amazing recipe cutting boards, and they make so many other things. But that's one of their
personalized gifts.
But that's one of their best sellers, and it's awesome. So what you do is you get like a copy of maybe a recipe in your grandmother's writing or your mom's writing, and you want to save that.
Right.
What they're going to do is they're going to transcribe that, or I don't know if that's the right word, but they're going to take that file and they're going to actually have it engraved
right
into a cutting board in your mom's or your grandmother's or whoever, your aunt, into their cutting board in their writing. And it's the greatest thing in the world. And then you can hang that on the side of the, you know, in the kitchen somewhere. You can put that up in the kitchen or whatever, wherever you want to put it, and you'll have that for the rest of your life. So I just, I can't recommend them enough.
Katie, you're not a pest. He's just we're just dragging ass on it. That's just what it is.
Well, anyway.
SayWhatYouWillRadio.com. You're going to go to the sponsors tab. You're going to click it. It's going to take you right to their Etsy page. If you go to Etsy, make sure you type in Nuttree Designs Company.
Booyah. It'll take you right to their page, actually. Yep.
We trace and engrave it, she says. So multiple layers. That's a permanent thing.
I love it.
By the way, they sent us pictures of Riker's flow, right? Look at the flow.
Oh, there you go.
That man's got some serious flow.
Does he have a Make America Great hat again?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure? Go back.
Yeah, it's a hunting hat. It says hunting, buddy.
Oh, it does? Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought he had a MAGA hat.
I know. He got all excited.
All right. So the next story here, the headline, woman accidentally seals eyelids shut after mistaking nail glue for eye drops. How about that?
How do you switch those?
I don't know, but there's the bottle right there. So, you know, it could be mistaken for eye drops.
Right? No, it could not.
If you don't have your contacts in, you can't see.
No, if you own contacts, you know the bottle looks nothing like that. Even just by feel, you could be 100% blind. That's ridiculous.
Well, listen, you it doesn't sound like you have any...
No sympathy.
No sympathy for
none.
This
one. You freaking glued your freaking eye. It's your fault. Gosh. I'm mad.
You know, I'm starting to feel like I didn't raise you right.
You know, no, you raised me right to know idiocracy when I see it.
Idiocracy. I like that.
Oh, man.
What do we have here?
Must have been on 420. You damn right, Kyle. They were.
420. I see what you're saying. Good one.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go. A woman almost lost her vision after accidentally trying to take her contact lenses out using nail glue instead of eye drops. Yosidra Williams went to sleep at her home in Redford, Michigan on Wednesday. You know, Michigan. Take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm leaving it.
The Upper Peninsula, I wouldn't mind. But the rest of it? Take it or leave.
If you're putting glue in your eyes because you think it's eye drops.
Oh, this was April 21st, by the way. So it
Darwinism.
It was the day. Darwinism. It was the day after. Dave Smith says, like Ed Grimley, used glue nasal spray.
Oh,
it was most decent, I must say. Yeah, you remember that guy? Yeah, Ed Grimley.
Espo in the room.
Oh, Mark Espo's in the room. I must agree with Lowe. Yes, see? There you go.
See, I'm just saying.
No heart.
No
heart.
There's no sympathy for being an idiot. Like, I'm saying.
With you again, Logan.
Must be Flint because they can't use the water. Woo.
Flint.
That's borderline. We're walking line. Eh?
Yeah, well.
My thing is, like, if you've ever owned glasses, if you've ever owned contacts, if you've ever just used eye drops, it's way different. Like, think about, like, a thing of, like, Gorilla Glue. When you pull it out, there's even that stick in it that's different. Like, you got to sit there and squeeze the crap out of it. You know what you're doing.
Right.
And for that to be, for it to take you enough time that you're squeezing it, it's not really dropping in your eye. That thing's, like, dangling in there. Like, come on. That's what I'm saying. You're squeezing the hell out of that thing.
I mean, doesn't that, like, after you use, like, super glue one time it's easy to get it out the first time.
Even the old Elmers, you remember the Elmers that you had to stab the top with the scissors because it would dry at the top? Like, come on.
I know. Yeah. So anyway, Yosandra Williams was asleep at her home in Redford, Michigan, again, take it or leave it, on Wednesday, April 21st, still wearing her lenses, and woke up around 1 a.m. Thursday morning realizing her mistakes. You see?
No.
She fell asleep with her contacts in.
Look, I sleep with my contacts in way more than I should. Guilty. Right. Never, ever, ever got even close to putting glue anywhere in any of these orifices.
Right.
Come on.
Put it in your hair. Gorilla glue.
Nah, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
So there you go. Let's see. So she grabbed her purse where she kept a small green bottle of eye drops, but in her sleep-induced haze, she instead accidentally picked out a small white bottle of nail glue she kept in there in case she ever broke a fingernail.
Now, look, maybe nail glue is different. I'm a grown man. I've never used nail glue in my life. Maybe it's more... Because that's the thing. It's like glue... the texture, the content, like it just it's nothing. Well, like no. Drop.
She's
that's what I'm saying.
Squeezing it right in her eyeball. It's
taking you forever.
Well, that's
You see what I'm saying? Like it's nothing like eye drops.
I don't know. Nail, I don't know.
But that's my thing. I don't know. Maybe nail glue's different. Somebody correct me. I'm probably wrong. But that's insane. That would be horrifying.
It would be horrifying. In fact, after realizing what she had done, Yusandra started yelling for her husband, Derek, to phone for an ambulance. I was like, oh my goodness, it dropped in my eye. And I tried to wipe it away. It sealed my eye shut, Yusandra Williams said. I just started throwing cold water, and I was trying to pull my eye apart, but couldn't. I'd be losing it.
I'd be psyched. I would be. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not calling for a $3,000 ambulance ride. I'm just getting in the car. Like, you still can walk.
She was just screaming for him to call 911. Yusandra, I'm sorry, was rushed to the hospital where doctors were able to open her eye and remove her contact lens. They said the contact saved my vision.
Yep.
They kept saying you'll probably lose your lashes, which I did because they had to pull on it and flip the top of my lid, she said. Dr. George Williams, the head of Beaumont's Health Department of Ophthalmology, said Yusandra is not the first person to make this mistake, but she did the right thing by immediately putting water in her eye. He said if you ever get anything in your eye, the immediate thing to do is flush your eye out. Right. Either you hold your head under a faucet, get a bottle of water, hold your eye open, and just flood your eye. You'll make a mess, but you'll save your vision, he said. Well, yeah.
Eye is such a sensitive area. Did you know, like, if it becomes detached from your brain, like, whatsoever the receptors, they can never be repaired?
Yeah.
That's insane. It's scary.
That is scary. Kelly says, come to think of it, nail glue is very similar to crazy glue or whatever. Okay.
Okay, so... I'm not familiar with what's the difference with crazy glue. Is it like Elmer's?
No, it's like super glue.
Oh, yeah. See, no.
It's like real liquid. It's real like runny.
Oh, okay, maybe.
It glues instantly.
Like there you go. Well, that makes more sense.
Yusandra has vowed to never keep both eye drops and nail glue in her purse again. Or just, see, that's the moral of the story. That is the moral of the story. Don't. It's clear, Kyle See, Clark
okay,
says.
So yeah. Again, we're getting closer to understanding, but that's still, right. I just, that's not something you do half asleep.
No.
It's just not.
Mm-mm. And I'll that was honest, the first mistake.
I'm going to tell you from, I've been wearing contacts since I was 15, so almost 12 years now.
Right.
Okay? If you sleep in them, it's a lot less works, or a lot better than putting super glue in your eye. Like, you'll be okay.
That's right. Yeah, you know, you just
You
gotta leave like your contact stuff like on your bathroom counter or something.
Yeah, that's true. I do have it like in its own separate area.
That's right.
But man, that's crazy.
Well, that was the odd news. Now, if you just joined the show, I just want to, before we end the show, I just want to say that I've been doing neighborhood watches. I don't know if you guys have got to see this. I apologize if it's a repeat, but I recently did a neighborhood watch. Should I even go through this again?
I mean, hey, you know what? We're here for whatever, so, yeah, so totally up to you.
All right, so check out the neighborhood watch experience. All right, we should be switched over to my phone camera, so let me... make my way out. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and flip the camera so it's facing me. Hold on 1 second. All right, there we go. And I'm going to make my way out to the garage. Hold on 1 second. All right. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab this here ladder. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to climb the ladder. And what I do is I like to look out over the neighborhood. So I can get a good glimpse of what's going on in the neighborhood and make sure there's no riffraff. You know, you can never be too safe in the neighborhood here. So let me climb up the ladder here, get a much better view from about 4 feet up. I'm going to switch the phone, so it's the other camera. Hold on 1 second. It's hard to believe what 4 feet can do as far as a view is concerned, but everything looks good in the neighborhood, so I am going to go and switch the camera back. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so it looks like everything is good in the neighborhood, so I'm going to go ahead and put the ladder back, and I will be joining Logue back in the studio in just about 10 seconds. Thanks for watching. All right, what a view, huh? I mean, just right up on a stepladder.
No big deal. Real unbelievable. Small. Look at all that. You can see everything.
Yeah, that's what Kyle Clark says. That's City Watch. That's right. You know, we're just watching out for...
just the local neighborhood.
You know, I'm a concerned citizen, Kyle.
Right.
You know, that's exactly right.
Volunteers his time. She said riffraff.
Riffraff. That's right. Keep the riffraff to a minimum. And, so that's about it for tonight's show.
That's what you're going to take away this week, okay? Keep the riffraff to a minimum.
That's right.
Moral of the day.
Moral of the day. That's exactly right. So, that's the end of the Pops and Low Radio Show. Are you doing the undrafted GM this week?
TBD.
Be determined.
TBD.
All right, well, post. So if you see it pop up, you'll see it pop up on the Say What You Will radio.
The Watch. That's such a great movie.
Oh, The Watch.
If you have never seen the movie The Watch, it's about the neighborhood watch, and it's with Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill, and Ben Stiller. Hilarious. That's actually in my top five comedies for me personally. I love that movie. It's so funny.
That's awesome. Well, let me go through real quick. Just a quick shout out to Good Talk Radio for sponsoring us and supporting the show. We've got the Espinoza Group. The Espinoza Group. In fact, listen, when it comes to buying or selling a home, the number one thing that you've got, the most important part of buying or selling a house is your real estate agent.
The real estate agent.
Okay. And there's only one agent in the entire city of Phoenix that I trust.
That's only one.
That's Sherry Espinoza. Go to azhomesbysherry.com, azhomesbysherry.com, and check it out. If you're looking to buy or sell or invest in property here in Arizona, give Sherry a shout out. She's the only real estate agent I trust. azhomesbysherry.com. We got Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags, Mythical Beards, Gray Feather Farm, Nut Tree Designs, and our friend Wiley Coyote Beats, who does make some beats for the show. What do we got here? A couple quotes here. Pops just joined the crew.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Mark gave the...
is that a good thing to be part of the crew?
Yeah, it's always part of the crew.
Oh, there we go. Mark Espinoza. He gave us a shout out right there. Oh, that's right. He's part of the Espinoza Group.
I mean, pretty big part.
He is the other half of Sherry Espinoza.
Right.
The other half. So check them out at azhomesbysherry.com. The Espinoza Group, and they are by far, they're amazing people. Let's see what we got here.
The Neighborhood Watch Crew.
Oh, the Neighborhood Watch Crew. That's right. Yeah, I don't mess around. I put up a security camera. Mark, I don't know if you got to see this. I know you're still in the room, but I kind of followed your lead. I installed a security camera, and I just want to show everybody how clear, how unbelievably clear the picture is. Check this out. All right, now. Here we've got the pizza guy. Look at him. I could pick him out of a lineup. It's so clear. Look at that. It's unbelievable. It's so clear. And, oh, wait a minute. Here I am. And I drop my bottle. Turn around. Oh. Well, that was unfortunate. So, you know, you never know what you're going to catch on the security cam. Part of the crew hashtag.
Ooh.
Part of the crew.
Everyone in the comments put hashtag part of the crew.
Hashtag
if you're part of the Pops and Low Radio Show crew.
That's right. Oh, that's it. That's it. Thank you, Kyle. The Pops and Low Radio Show crew.
Shout out Kyle Clark.
That's it. If you watch this show on a weekly basis,
you need a poopy bag.
Well, I don't know what that
dangling
means.
Dangling extras.
Don't know what that means.
But yeah, everybody put hashtag part of the crew down in the comments if you're going to be part of the gang.
Yeah, and oh, do us a favor too and share this around. Share it around. Get more people involved, because the more people involved, the more fun it is. And
I know you guys are tired of talking to each other.
That's right. Well, you know.
Because, you know.
That's right.
It's hard.
Well, that's it for the Pops and Low Radio Show. Until, I guess,
next time.
Next Friday, until we're back next Friday. We're on every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But until then, be nice to each other. Thanks for being here, and have a fantastic day.